Thank you, Terry. I have to say, this conversation is really disconcerting. like Tom Neese, I'm concerned with the agency's comments that about wholesale access to these areas without constraints. I mean, those were the words that you used, Sue, and there are several constraints on access to these areas, both in geography and time, and the industry has imposed on itself gear restrictions in closed area two, for example, that the ACL is the, you know, the major constraint on access to these areas. So, you know, we have a high level of observer coverage that I'm sure will continue in 2013. That will provide information, but I don't see how these areas are really, yes, they've been closed for a long time, but they're really not different than any other area where we would fish. I mean, we run into constraints all the time about having high catch of something that you might not have enough allocation to cover. And we're managing that, and I think we're managing that well. So I guess I appreciate that the agency is trying to address the concerns that have been raised by the public, irrational as they may be. But again, this was supposed to be the mitigation for, part of the mitigation for these incredible reductions that we'll be looking at in 2013, and some opportunity perhaps to bring some fish across the dock, keep our businesses running. And, you know, we've already jumped through a lot of hoops to get this. We, you know, agreed to this very restrictive agreement with the lobster fishermen in closed area two. None of these things had to happen when the scallopers got access to these areas. We never had any of these conversations about all these issues. And they're in those areas. They're in those areas that we want to have access to now. So I just don't understand why there's so much scrutiny over our access to some very small and highly restricted areas. And, you know, I hope that we can figure out a way to get this done by May 1st. It looks more and more like it's not going to happen. You know, when I look back at how long it took us to get the agency to accept our information on the redfish exemption, which we still don't have, it concerns me that we're going to go through another process that I don't think we're going to have the kind of input into it that we do with the process that's been moving forward to date. So I think you need, hopefully the agency will keep in mind what we thought was the overriding goal of this, which was to provide some economic opportunity that isn't going to exist if we don't have access to these areas.